Let's go to Charlize Byrd. And there's only one Charlize Byrd. She is a firebrand in Georgia, and she's a state representative Republican. And she has a bill there coming up, HB 228. I always give the name of the bill. And it has to do with non-citizens' driver's license. She calls it the non-citizens' driver license ID bill. And this put in by Charlize Byrd in the northern Atlanta suburb. Charlize, thank you for being with us. Tell our audience about your bill.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Always.
Yes. Certainly, as a Georgia legislator, I know there is one topic that continues to be on the minds of voters, and that is election integrity. HB 228 is aimed at voter ID integrity. It provides a simple, proactive remedy that can easily become a serious problem, which, of course, we know that we have doubts about our election integrity right now, and this would be a common-sense-type bill that would eliminate the possibility of doubts about any future election outcomes. So HB 228, a non-citizen of Georgia, for instance, a green card holders or students from out of the country are given a state driver's license or an ID that is also known as immigration laws as aliens. You know, people confuse the word non-citizen and aliens. So this bill would stop anyone from a non-citizen voting in our elections. So we would like to put on that driver's license that their bearer is not a U.S. citizen, not a voter ID, on all driver's license and or ID cards.
So everybody understands that illegal aliens that are floating around, however they got here, came in illegally, got a piece of paper, threw in the garbage, they're in your state, right?
That's
and tough. We've all reconciled the fact they need to be able to drive because they still need to work, even though they shouldn't be. They're illegal. We get it, but reality sets in. They have to be able to drive. So therefore, they need to pass a test and get a driver's license. And they need ID. Of course, you need a vaccine card to get a hamburger at McDonald's, but apparently you don't need ID to vote. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But what you want is, look, I'm illegal, and or if you want to be politically correct, a undocumented something, right? I'm here illegally.
Yeah.
I'm an illegal alien, but I have to drive. So I get a driver's license, and all you want is on the driver's license in Georgia, it says not a legal citizen, not a voter ID. That's it, right? Doesn't
that
stop you from getting a hamburger at McDonald's. Doesn't stop you from getting on an Amtrak train, getting on a bus, getting on a plane. Doesn't stop you from getting a driver's license, being able to get back and forth to whatever illegal job you have because you're not supposed to hire illegals. Doesn't stop you from doing that, taking your kids to school because you got to put them in school whether you're illegal or not. Doesn't stop you from doing anything. Only stops you from doing one thing, voting illegally because it's against the law, except if you're in New York City or L.A. or some of these places, to vote if you're an illegal alien. So what would be the opposition? When you present this bill and the Democrats or other feckless weasel Republicans that are playing fussy with the Chamber of Commerce is against this bill, like what would their argument be?
The argument is there is no election fraud. There are no non-citizens that are using their ID driver's license to vote. That is the main issue, that it doesn't exist in Georgia. And of course, by using these words, bearer, not U.S. citizen, not a voter ID, I was also told that this would be a scarlet letter for those that are non-citizens that have a driver's license.
Well, they are non-citizens that have a driver's license.
They do.
I mean, what do you mean a scarlet letter? They are illegal aliens that got the privilege of driving. Remember when you went to school and you went through the driver's ed, right? Did they have the... I mean, I remember, you know, I'm 63, but I remember the first thing I was told, first day in driver's ed, I remember the teacher telling me, actually it was my soccer coach. Coach Bob O'Connor. How I remember these things, show, Lisa, I have no idea. Right? Guy coached soccer and basketball. Right? He's a basketball and soccer coach, so I played basketball for him in soccer. So the guy, first thing he says, first day, right, sitting there, wow, drivers, I'm going to get the drivers in. He says, driving's a privilege in America, not a right.
Yeah.
Remember that? It's a privilege. You have no right to drive. You have no right to get behind the wheel. It is not in the Constitution. And I was in New Jersey at the time. He said, New Jersey is giving you a driver's license if you pass the test. That is a privilege. If you abuse it, it will be taken away. Simple. Right? So
that's
now
correct.
You have a driver's license. I'm an illegal alien, and it says I'm not eligible to vote. If you're not voting, who cares? If you want to order a beer in a bar, and you're 21, and you show them the ID, are they going to say, you know, I can't give you a beer because you're an illegal alien? No. They're going to say the beer. Right? You go to the ABC store in Virginia, or you go to the whatever it is in Georgia. Here, the government controls liquor, so they can do that. You go to the Publix in Alpharetta, Georgia, and you buy a bottle of wine, and you got your ID, and you're over 21. Who cares?
That's so correct.
What's the difference? The only difference it makes is if you're trying to vote illegally, then you can't. So, I mean, okay, do you have Republican backing? Are you going to get this out of committee?
Well, we certainly didn't get it out of committee last year. There were a lot of questions that were asked, and they wanted answers. There were people that testified from the DDS, and it didn't go anywhere. So this year I am going to ask again for a committee hearing, and hopefully it will happen. I know that this is on the minds of a lot of people. Election integrity is probably at the top of the list with our elections coming up in May. This needs to be taken care of now. I want you to know that there is no law that says the ID Georgia issues to foreigners cannot be used as a proper ID to vote. So there is no law in Georgia that specifically states that a non-citizen can use this card for a voter ID.
So have you talked to the speaker about this bill, Speaker Ralston?
I have put in a call last week to the governor and to the speaker to have this conversation about this bill and the importance of this bill before elections of this year. Yes.
Well, the governor's not going to sign it, Shirley. You know that, right? Because he already said, he already said no more election, you know, integrity laws in 2022. So he's doubled down on that. Coupled with the fact that he's the ultimate Chamber of Commerce candidate of all time. Chamber loves him. They backed him, put in all kinds of money in his campaign. So this guy's the poster child. You know, Brian Kemp, whatever you think of him, vote for him or not, he's the poster child of the Georgia Chamber of Commerce. They love him. And they don't want this, right? Because they want cheap labor and they want to open the borders. So the governor's not going to sign it.
Well, you would think that if there was enough groundswell for people to realize that non-citizens are voting in our elections, that he would make sure that this bill would get passed and signed into law. But I probably agree with you that it is not going to happen because, once again, there are many people in the House that are Republicans that don't believe this is happening. If there is no way people are voting in our elections that are non-citizens.
Charlize, they know what's happening.
Of course they do.
Come on, Charlize. You know and I know. This is why we love you, right? Because you don't care.
Well,
just tell the truth. This is why we love Charlize Byrd. Because you know and I know that they know what's happening, right? They don't want to do it because they want to get the Chamber of Commerce money. This is all about the business community. This is all about the Chamber in Georgia, you know, getting illegals to vote, getting illegals in the country, getting illegals to do cheap labor, getting illegals to drive down wages. This is what the whole thing is about. Open borders and not preventing illegals from voting so that Democrats and other Chamber of Commerce Republicans can win, because without them voting and cheating, they can't win.
That's correct.
You know, this is what this whole thing's about. I mean, I would love to see you on a debate floor with anybody Now, the Democrats, I get it. They're going to say it's voter suppression. They're going to say it's, you know, voter suppression, whatever. But I would love to see a debating any Republican on why this should not be on a driver's license. First of all, the license in itself is a privilege, right? I mean, if you start with that, if you start with that, the driver's license in and of itself is a privilege.
This is correct. Yes, sir. It is a privilege and definitely not a right.
So why not have something on there that says, this is a, this does not make me a voter, right? Because voting when you're not a citizen is illegal.
That is correct. And also, I know that people have asked about how the numbering system would keep, for instance, we are supposed to, for an absentee ballot now, send in a picture of your driver's license. So that would be, the numbering system would be changed so that when you have your driver's license number, that you would put an NC in front of those numbers, meaning that you are a non-citizen. Mm. This ID cannot be used for voting.
Because the number that you have to put on the absentee voting form would start with NC.
With NC, correct.
That's
so
brilliant.
Anyone who would send in the picture of their ID, you would see that they were a non-citizen because it would start with the NC and then their driver's license number.
Sure, Charlize, you got this whole thing figured out. What committee is it in, Charlize?
Well, last year it was in the Special Election Integrity Committee, and that committee was formed specifically for anything to do with election integrity. I have talked with the chairman of that committee, and he then suggested I talk with the Speaker of the House and the governor. So here we are. I have placed a call into both of them.
I'm sorry to laugh, Charlize. So
no,
what's the? I'm sorry. I don't mean it. Bless your heart, as my mother would say. What is the chairman's name?
Barry Fleming. And I have to say, Chairman Fleming has been helpful, and I'm sure that he's getting heat from, you know, the leadership to not take up this piece of legislation, which is probably why he suggested I go and see the Speaker and the Governor.
Think about the way Georgia works in the State House, right? So let's just think about this. So Charlize Byrd puts in a bill in her committee. Barry Fleming's the chairman. It's a good bill. It basically says, let's put something on the driver's license so you can't cheat, right? That's all it is. A non-cheat bill, a non-cheat thing. And she goes to Barry Fleming, the committee. She's a powerful committee chair, right? Everybody knows Barry. Barry's been there a long time. Barry Fleming, powerful guy, right?
Yeah.
Runs a committee. It's a powerful position. And he says, interesting bill. Call up Ralston and see what he wants to do. You're the committee chairman! I mean, what does it have to do with the speaker, right? You're the committee chairman. So basically Ralston runs all the committees now. I mean, it's like a one-person king rule. Ralston runs the entire government. And it's like, call Kemp. Well, Kemp doesn't matter because if you can't get out of the committee, you're never going to get it to the floor and you're never going to get a vote on it. And if Ralston doesn't want it, he'll tell everybody to vote no anyway.
So that's just about it. Yeah.
He controls the committees. And now he's telling the governor this is unbelievable. I don't know. How do you get anything done there?
Well, it's when there are common sense bills such as HB 228 to cover voter ID integrity, who knows? It's
Charlize,
not going to happen.
Did you get screwed in redistricting by the speaker?
My district did change, but remember, Cherokee County is still extremely red, so it was still all red. However, I want you to know that I am now a candidate for the state senate seat, District 32.
What district's that?
It is partially Cobb County and Cherokee County.
Is that open?
No, there is an incumbent. She only represented Cobb County, but because her area was turning blue, they pushed her into Cherokee County.
What's her name? Who is that?
Her name is Senator Kay Kirkpatrick.
Kay Kirkpatrick. Charlize Byrd running for Senate in Cherokee. We got to get involved in this, Charlize. I didn't know that. I'm going to get Nancy to call you. We got to get more info on this.
Yes, Charlize Byrd. Exactly.
Wouldn't you love to see Charlize Byrd in the Senate? That way you could actually put something through and not have to call Ralston's office to see if it was okay.
That's right.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up, Charlize. I'd love to see you in the Senate. You would drive you would drive Butch Miller bat crap crazy as well. And then you and Beach and Beach Balls, and then, well, your new lieutenant governor is going to be Burt Jones, so that'll be fun.
Yes, it will be. Yeah.
Charlize Byrd running for Senate. I love it. All right, Charlize, I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Okay.